My name is Joe Job. I'm the CEO of the National Biodiesel Board.
And Joe, you guys have announced that you are opening your membership to renewable diesel producers. Why have you made that move?
Well, there's a difference between renewable diesel and biodiesel. They're both made from renewable fats and oils. But biodiesel's been around a long time. We've been developing the industry for 20 years now, and we just topped 1 billion gallons this last year. We're on track for 1.5 billion gallons. And there's a new, a similar fuel, a new technology called renewable diesel. It's typically, it's similar, but it's made with a different technology, a different process. But it works and blends with diesel fuel and conventional diesel engines just like biodiesel does. And we really kind of share the same space, the same markets in the renewable fuel standard. There's a category of advanced biofuel called biomass-based diesel, and that category is for biodiesel and renewable diesel. So by expanding this our membership to include renewable diesel companies, the National Biodiesel Board will represent the entire span of the biomass-based diesel category.
And the importance of speaking with one voice has to do with the RFS and other issues that face the industry, correct?
That's exactly right. The renewable fuel standard is facing some criticism by folks who don't want there to be any changes in the transportation fuel sector. These are folks who like the fact that there's only one choice for transportation fuels, gasoline and diesel fuel, and that's petroleum. And we're trying to diversify the nation's transportation fuel supply and make it look more like the power generation fuel supply, which is regionally abundant. You've got and it's diverse. You've got coal and natural gas and nuclear and hydro and wind, solar, biomass, geothermal. All these are very diversified, all regionally abundant, and all domestic. And that's why we have reasonably affordable and stable electricity prices, throughout our recent history. And that's what we're trying to do with the transportation sector. Right now, it's just one dominant source of petroleum. We're trying to diversify that. And by expanding our membership to include this new technology, renewable diesel companies, which are just now beginning to come online, we will speak with one voice, and we can help answer those critics who don't want to diversify our transportation fuel supply.
Who were the decision makers that you just met with in Washington?
Well, we have a board meeting in Washington, D.C. At least once, if not twice a year. Every year, we have biodiesel members, NBB members, in virtually every single state, and so we have a very diverse membership and representation. So we get out there and have our members visit their delegations and educate them about biodiesel and what their companies and their plants are doing in those members' districts and bringing jobs. We've got a really, really great year that we're in 2013. 2012, we topped 1 billion gallons for the second year in a row. This year, we're on track for a 50 to 60% increase from one year to the next to 1.5 to one, maybe 1.6 billion gallons. So our industry is really humming, and the renewable fuel standard is really working to draw renewable fuels into the marketplace.
What about the biodiesel tax incentive? You guys want to get a long-term commitment on that?
Well, we've been trying to get a long-term commitment for many years. It's just been very, very difficult with the current dynamics of divided government right now, and very fierce polarization. It's really difficult to get any kind of meaningful energy legislation passed or any kind of governance, any kind of legislation passed. And so we are working very hard to get a longer-term tax credit passed. And many people, and when we were in Washington this week, we had to remind people, you know, we're still a rather young industry. You know, the ethanol tax credit passed and took effect in January of 1980. The biodiesel tax credit took effect in January of 2005. So we're literally a quarter of a century behind the ethanol industry. And of course, the ethanol tax credit was one that worked. The ethanol tax credit put the ethanol industry on a stable footing, and now the ethanol tax credit is gone, and the industry is operating fine without it. And so we just need a little more opportunity to grow and build out infrastructure, and that's really what that tax credit is doing.
Okay, I wanted to go back just briefly to the increasing your membership. What is your membership now, and how much do you expect it will grow by bringing in renewable diesel producers?
Well, we have about 250 members nationwide and in Canada, and as I said, members in virtually every state. You know, the renewable diesel technology is one that typically involves larger plants, and so it may not involve a whole lot of new individual companies, but it is likely to involve large gallons. So these plants are typically co-located with hydrogen manufacturing and in the pipeline infrastructure and so forth. So so we have one company that has requested membership immediately. We've had another company that has requested membership in the past. We'll be reaching out to them. Right now there are primarily three renewable diesel companies that are that have their plants under construction. And these are rather large plants. And we'll kind of see how that goes. It's a relatively new technology, and they're just now getting started.
And Joe, I would assume that they don't have a tax incentive specifically for that production, or do they?
They do. The biodiesel tax credit is also in place for renewable diesel. So, in addition to sharing in the biomass-based diesel category of advanced biofuels under the Renewable Fuel Standard, we also share that goal of extending the biodiesel and renewable diesel tax credit.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add?
You know, if folks are interested in learning more about, the importance of, diversifying our transportation fuel supply, we do have a new awareness campaign that we've launched called the Advanced Biofuel Initiative. And so if you go to americasadvancedbiofuel.com, you can watch our new 30-second television commercial, as well as a longer form mini documentary that's very compelling, that tells the story of the importance of growing and diversifying our domestic transportation fuel supply.